Shagar, how are you?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Lots to discuss on the show today, and we wanted to look at the rosters for Team Canada, which will be announced on Friday. And Canada has four forward positions remaining, and they have three defense positions open. Now, we're going to let Cassian fill in his forwards first, and then we'll let Shagar fill in his. Matty, who are the four forwards you have on the team?
Right now I have Taylor Hall, Ryan O'Reilly, Joe Thornton, and Brad Marchand. Those are my forwards right now. That's who I put in.
Shagar?
Yeah. And I didn't know you wanted to submit a final list, so I'm going a little bit on the fly here. I think Corey Perry will be there. I think Joe Thornton will be there. I think Ryan O'Reilly had a good tournament and was pretty strong. Now, I have a question about Claude Giroux. Is the surgery and all that he's having, he's not going to be even available for it, is he?
Well, no, the surgery he had last Tuesday, and it's 10 to 12 weeks, and that means if it's 12 weeks, it's August 9th.
Okay, so then he's available. Like, that's a pretty good player, too, who can play the wing or center. Like, I have a feeling Taylor Hall is going to be in tough here. I mean, he's done everything he possibly can. But I think Thornton makes it ahead of him. I think Perry makes it ahead of him. And then, you know, it really comes down to, you know, I think he might edge out Brad Marchand because I think Brad is a little bit unpredictable from a penalty standpoint. So maybe he edges him out. But you get into that Giroux-O'Reilly mix, and I could see Mike Babcock going with one of those two ahead of him.
I just see that I think they need another left winger. And for me, that's where Taylor Hall comes in because Perry generally plays the right, and same with Marchand. And I do think that they will be looking for a left winger, and in 5-on-5, he has just been such a staple, and he had a good tournament here, and so I think he makes it, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, and it's a little bit of two conversations because it's who do we think is going to make it, and who do we think should make it, and those are two different conversations. I don't know that Taylor Hall's game is what Mike Babcock is necessarily looking for. So I could see, I mean, Taylor Hall has done a lot to earn a spot on this team. I don't know that Babcock's going to take him. You know what I mean? It's two different things almost.
Yeah, it's interesting because for me, I look at it and Taylor Hall, 5-on-5 in the last 4 years in the entire NHL, Shagar, only Crosby and Ben have higher point per 60 minutes than Taylor Hall. Like, he's a dominant 5-on-5 player.
No question.
He doesn't get crushed on possession numbers, despite having playing with subpar blue liners compared to a lot of the other players in the league. And the thing that really kind of I thought cemented it was I looked at the most important game of the tournament is the gold medal game, and who does Bill Peters play the most of his forwards? Taylor Hall by 2 minutes more than everybody, five minutes more than Brad Marchand. In the third period alone, Hall played over 7 minutes. And, you know, and it was a one goal game, basically the entire game. And Bill Peters was Mike Babcock's right hand man in Detroit for some time. I know Babcock was there. And I look at, you know, Taylor Hall, he's not a big power play guy because they don't need him on the power play. They've got Stamkos and Tavares and Crosby and go down the list. They need a guy who's 5-on-5 and has shown that he's improved enough defensively. And I think Hall's done that. But I really think it's his 5-on-5 production that they need, because in those tournaments, when it's best on best, there's very few power plays.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. The other guy we haven't factored in here is Duchesne, who played fairly well at this tournament, though Taylor had a stronger tournament. Ryan O'Reilly is interesting because he can play center and he can play the wing. Taylor can play center, but he certainly doesn't specialize there. And they like bringing lots of guys that can play both positions.
Yeah, they've already got that, though. Armstrong center, right? Like, basically, out of their 9 guys, 8 of them already play center.
Yep.
Right?
For sure. And so some natural wingers wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. Yeah, I mean, listen, I hope for Taylor's sake that he makes it, because I think he's done everything he can to earn it. I'm just not sure if Mike Babcock will choose Taylor Hall to be on his team. That's what I'm not positive about.
See, I have Hall. Like, I agree with you. I think Corey Perry's a lock to make the team. I have Perry on the team. I have Joe Thornton was kind of my sentimental pick, the way he's played this year in the Stanley Cup Finals. I think Joe Thornton could get himself back in the conversation. And then I love Ryan O'Reilly's game, but I think when you've got Taves and Bergeron already, I'm not sure they necessarily need another guy like Ryan O'Reilly, although he's a heck of a player. So I had Duchesne and Hall as the other. So I have Hall, Duchesne, Thornton, and Perry as the other four guys. Now, on the back end, The right side, Shauger, there's two right shot defensemen. Do you think there's any chance it's not Burns and Pietrangelo?
No.
Yeah.
Burns is on the team. Write it in pen. And then I would be taking Pietrangelo and probably Bouwmeester as well. So I think there's a good chance they take that ready-made pairing in Pietrangelo, Bouwmeester, and Burns is the other guy, which leaves, you know, Subban, Giordano, Letang, those guys on the outside looking in. But that's, to me, that just makes too much sense. But Brent Burns, in my mind, there is zero question that he's on this team.
No, yeah, me either. What about TJ Brody, though, to fill in that left, to have another left guy? Because, you know, I love Big Bo, and like you said, that is a ready-made pairing, but I could see TJ Brody sliding in there instead of him.
If you were to bring somebody along who was really didn't require any offense from, that was more just purely in a shutdown role, would you take Brody or Bouwmeester? I'd take Bouwmeester in that role. So they've already got Duncan Keith. They've already got Drew Doughty, and Shea Weber can put up some numbers too. But they've got Keith and Doughty already as offensive-minded defensemen. Pietrangelo as well. I just don't think – that's why I don't think they need Subban. That's why I don't think they need Letang. They need – like, they've got Weber as a big, strong shutdown guy. They need another guy like that. And that's why I think they need Bouwmeester. He's mobile. He's one. He can skate around well on the big ice, and he plays with Pietrangelo. To me, it just makes the most sense for the type of player they need back there.
Now, Chris Letang has played the left side some bit this season in Pittsburgh due to all the injuries. And
yeah.
Do you think there's any chance they shock everybody and just look and say, hey, we've got so many good right guys like Letang and Subban not on this team. We're going to add just three righties there. And I know that would go against everything they've done, but to me, Brent Burns is ahead of Pietrangelo. That's why I don't think Bouwmeester's a lock, because if you're playing Pietrangelo and Bouwmeester, then you're saying Burns isn't one of your defensemen. To me, that's kind of a surprise. So I'm not sold it's Bouwmeester, only because Burns right now, it could be ahead of Pietrangelo. And I think even if they do bring a lefty, Shauger, I could see them actually dressing four righties in their third pair some night.
Yeah, but you dress seven defensemen, right? And
yeah.
So if Bouwmeester goes as your seventh D-man, when you're subbing him in there, you're subbing him in with Pietrangelo, potentially, right? So, like, it's when I say a ready-made pairing, I don't mean because they're going to have to play together as the third pairing for the entire tournament. I mean, it's easy. It's natural to throw him out there. If you're like if Bouwmeester goes, he goes to me as the seventh guy, I think.
Yeah, okay. So you'd play a righty then on the left side?
If you have to. You've got guys that are comfortable on both sides. But Burns and Pietrangelo, to me, are kind of the next two that I think – I mean, Burns is on a little bit of a different level in terms of a no-brainer. But I think it'll be those three.
Ryan Oshog from TSN joins us. Now, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Shauger,
yeah.
In September when it was announced – there was going to be this new format. There was going to be the U24. Anybody born after October 1st, 1992 would be eligible for that team. And Nugent-Hopkins obviously fits that bill. At that time, most pundits, people were like, Nugent-Hopkins will make this team. Well, he didn't make the original 16 roster. Now there's four spots left open, and he's battling, you know, guys like Jonathan Duran and Robbie Fabry, who are lighting it up in the postseason. Auston Matthews, who's the new shiny toy and playing very well at the World Championships. Boone Jenner. Mark Scheifele, he's not as much of a lock, not even close as he used to be, but do you still have him making the roster?
I think it's going to be really close for Ryan. They've got a lot of centers. Like, let's run down their centers 1 through 4. I mean, you know, you got McDavid, you got Monahan, you got Couturier, you got Eichel, you got Scheifele, Nugent Hopkins. Like, that's a lot of power down the middle. And Ryan hasn't played a lot of wing. Like, he just hasn't. So he's in tough. And then on the wings, I mean, you got, you know, Goodrow and McKinnon. Larkin's already on the team. Like there are some, you know, some good strength. There's some good strength down the middle. Auston Matthews, I think, probably ends up going as an extra forward. And then you got what Jonathan Drouin's doing in the playoffs. Ryan's in tough. I think they really wished he was healthy and could have gone to the World Championships to, you know, get another look at him on that stage. But I do also think that they want more guys that have played more games. They don't just want all super young guys. And so that Ryan definitely has that going for him, but so does Mark Scheifele. And Mark Scheifele played really, really well at this World Championship. And I know they really like him. They really like how well-rounded his game is. He's got a, you know, he's more physical than Nugent Hopkins, significantly more physical than Nugent Hopkins. So Ryan's in tight. I think he's still going to squeeze on, but he's in really tight.
Which other, you mentioned Matthews. So you think they will add him to the roster, even though he's never played again? Like, he's never played in the NHL, Ryan. Never mind now going against the best of the NHL.
Yeah, no, I know. He was just really impressive at this tournament, and he didn't have any problem. Didn't have any problem playing against the other men out there. So, yeah, I mean, I think that I don't think they'd be wrong to take him from what I've seen. I don't think they'd be wrong to take him at all. I mean, Laine could easily play in that tournament too, from what I've seen. So, I mean, I would have Scheifele there. I would probably have Matthews there. And then you had Nugent Hopkins. Well, you're pretty much down to it. And you haven't even said Jonathan Drouin's name yet. So I think you add Drouin to that, and there's probably your four.
Yeah, Drouin's been unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, Fabry maybe is the guy who ends up on the outside looking in of that list of four or five that could be added.
So you had Nugent Hopkins, Matthews, Scheifele, and Drouin.
Yeah.
Those are the same four that I had.
Well, there you go.
Surprisingly. Oh. It's like we should duet together or something.
Good.
Now, see, it's interesting. Guys like Galchenyuk and Jenner, 30-goal seasons this year in the NHL, and neither one's on the team. Like,
yeah.
The JT Miller decision, I didn't like it when they first announced it, Ryan. And I thought, I know that they said, oh, it's just a coincidence it was 8-8. I'm sorry. I think that one reeked of making sure we had 8 Canadians and 8 Americans on the team.
Yeah, there's politics involved, no question. Zero question there's politics involved with that team. You got to keep both sides of it fairly happy. I don't think it'll be equal when all said and done. But in terms of the initial announcement, yeah, definitely some strong politicking going on.
Ryan Schaug from TSN joins us. Now, Schauger, the big story of the day is that you and Cassian will be in the karaoke contest this Friday. We announced our finalists on Friday. And
oh, okay.
This past Friday. And you and Cat, well, trust me, you were one of the finalists. You're just in our, like, invite list. Let's not kid ourselves here. So what type of song are you two going to be singing this Friday at On the Rocks?
I mean, you're kind of putting us on the spot. Like, you know, we haven't had a chance to get together as artists and have that conversation yet. So I don't know, Cass, if you've got an early instinct or an early thought. I thought our Bieber direction last year was pretty strong. I don't know if maybe we go back to that well or not.
I like that direction. I think there's more we can explore. I've been looking at some Beyonce stuff, maybe.
Oh, Rick, that's easy to sing.
Well, yeah, we can handle it. But
yeah.
No, I haven't. You know, I haven't come to any conclusions, and you know, we'll sit down and have a chat about it. But like I said, we're open to suggestions on Twitter, and figure something out.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, we're gonna have to come up with three. I mean, I plan on us having to sing three times, right? I think we're making it through to at least the second round, and we need to have something ready to go for the final.
Well, you know what I love, Rashad? There's actually only two rounds, so I like that you're going to have three. There's always only ever been two rounds. We have the first round, then we have the final round, and those who make it to the final battle it out, and winner take all. I thought you were actually going to say you needed three because people were going to ask for an encore.
No, we're in no danger of that happening. But what we need a, like, I think our follow-up song wasn't as strong as our initial song. I think we need to, it's tough. You got to do well in the first round, well enough to push you through, but then you really got to bring the thunder in the second round. So I don't know, man. We'll definitely have to strategize very carefully about maybe saving something to the final.
I would agree with you there. I think that's a mistake that people make is they go, you know, balls out in the first round, and then their final song just simply isn't as good.
Yeah, so you need two strong ones. I don't know, Cass. What time are you coming over tomorrow, Cass? Like, we're going to get started on this stuff.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, sounds good.
Honestly, how long do you two practice?
What did we do last time? 25 minutes, maybe?
No, it was a little longer than 20. Oh, no, a little shorter than an hour. No, yeah, I think it was between half hour and 40 minutes. And most of the time was
because I couldn't tell that it was short practice.
Most, hey, man, we made the finals. We were there.
on very little practice. So maybe, you know what, if we really apply ourselves, I mean, if you want, like, just bring a sleeping bag and a cot, and you can just literally, we'll just bunk in from now till Friday and just perfect this thing.
I'll probably have to bring my daughter as well, so if you got space for a crib, that then maybe it'll happen.
Whatever it takes, man.
Chagrin.
I want a good showing. I don't want to embarrass myself.
By the way, you're getting crushed in the text message right now. It is regards to, we're only down 9.
Why is my math clip? Why am I getting chirped on that now?
Well, because there's only 2 rounds and you thought there was 3.
All right. Open myself up to that.
Nice. Well, Shogger, get some rest.
Yep.
And people are excited to see you and Cassian and all of the competitors. $1,000 on the line Friday night at the King or Queen of Karaoke contest. A few of our defending champs have come back to see if they can win again. It's tough. Trust me, repeating in karaoke, man, might be harder than repeating the Stanley Cup. It's difficult.
No kidding. Thanks. All right. Well, Cass, start hydrating. You know, you got to be really hydrated to sing well.
Yeah,
and we'll get together.
Lukewarm lemon water. That's what my voice coach tells me.
I've got this great all-natural beehive throat spray that I had over with me. Dregs tweeted a picture of it. I had that with me while I was doing play-by-play. So we can load up on that. Whatever it takes, man. We'll leave no stone unturned in our pursuit of perfection in karaoke.
Shogger, we look forward to it. We will chat with you tomorrow. It'll be a big day Friday. I think the karaoke contest will be talked about more than the announcements of the World Cup team.
Look forward to it. See you guys.